This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got a lot of some celebration of summer for us, because summer just started officially last week. So we got some of that and some local bands and a bunch of brand new stuff that people gave me some of their music. Bands I knew and I had some new stuff, and I've got that for you. And serious guitar time tonight is all of people I've never played before. Well, one I've played before, but not on this new album. The others I've never played before. Didn't even know about them. So we got a lot of good new stuff for you today. And I'm going to start out with a little bit of summer, and starting with the Dave Clark 5 with Here Comes Summer from their album The Hits. Song was a single in 1970. So it's the Dave Clark 5.
Summer, gonna grab my girl and run. city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Okay, that's the start of our celebration of summer. I'm so excited that summer is finally here. First you heard the Dave Clark 5 with Here Comes Summer. Then the Lovin' Spoonful with Summer in the City, which was on their album Hums of the Lovin' Spoonful in 1966. The single hit number one for 3 straight weeks in August of that year. I remember my cousin Judy requesting that song for my birthday on the Dick Summer Subway Show back then, and my birthday's in the winter, but he played it anyway. But with a hot, sticky summer today anyway, a little bit sticky. It's pretty hotter inland, but still, it's getting to that point, that kind of summer. Then you heard a song that I think really evokes the season, All Day Music by War, from their album All Day Music in 1971. This funk band formed in California in the 60s with lead singer Eric Burdon, who'd been with the Animals. They had a big hit with Spill the Wine, and at first the band was called Eric Burdon and War. Then Burdon left the band in 1970 and they became War. All Day Music was their second album as War, both in 1971. Slippin' Into Darkness was the second single on the album and did pretty well. They had many more hit singles, including The World is a Ghetto, Cisco Kid, Low Rider, Why Can't We Be Friends? I loved that band when I was in high school. All Day Music, that's just such an evocation of summertime, especially when you're young and hanging out with your friends and all. Nice stuff. Next, I have The Kinks with Sunny Afternoon from the 1966 album Face to Face, their 4th studio album. It was also the title song of the band's 1967 compilation album. The song was a single that reached number 1 in the UK and Ireland, number 14 in the US. And come on, The Kinks were a great British invasion band, lots of hits. And it's another nice thing for summer, Sunny Afternoon by The Kinks.
Run up with my car and gone back to her mom. digging down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. You know when I come to watch your flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it do do, feeling groovy, feeling groovy, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. The morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Now we continued with some summer with the Kinks with Sunny Afternoon from their album Face to Face. Then you heard Harper's Bazaar doing the 59th Street Bridge song, also known as Feeling Groovy. Band was from California, released the tune in 1967 as a single and in an album called Feeling Groovy. The single reached number 13 on the charts, was a cover of the Paul Simon song that was on Simon and Garfunkel's 1966 album, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. 59th Street Bridge is the colloquial name for the Queensboro Bridge in New York City. I never knew that. Harper's Bazaar didn't have any other hits, though they had a number of singles and several albums out, had a couple of songs on movie soundtracks. One of the members of the band was Ted Templeman, who went on to become a successful record producer. In 1977, saw a performance of a relatively unknown group called talked Warner Brothers into signing the band and produced their first and subsequent albums. The band was Van Halen. That's pretty interesting that that dude was in this band. Then you heard Nat King Cole doing Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days This Summer from his 1963 album of the same name. Single was a hit, reaching number 14 on the Billboard 200 and led to the album, which consisted of old-time or old-time sounding songs. When I was a kid, I remember hearing this song on the radio all the time. You know, when I was little, my mother would have the radio on, and the song was on a lot. Now, have some local bands for you. First, I have Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with the title song to their album When We Were Kids. They're going to be playing Friday night at the Squealing Pig in West Roxbury, Mass.
You need platform shoes and weird hairdos and makeup. We stole from our sisters and my mom. We played guitar in front of the mirror.
to. it's not true. What did a woman ever bargain for you? Sweet little baby, say what you will. Your tongue wags so much when I send you the bill.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal State Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that. I had a little glitch here. Anyway, you heard some local bands, Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with the title song of their When We Were Kids album. They're going to be playing Friday night at the Squealing Pig in West Roxbury, Mass. And after that, State of the Union with Ring Me Up from their album Panaflex Blue, and they'll be playing Friday night at the Thirsty First Tavern in Lowell, Mass. Then you heard Nervous Eaters with the Tide from their brand new album, Record 10. Band started in 77, were big in the local punk scene in the late 70s, and last year they reissued their 1986 album, Hot Steel and Acid, and they just released this new album, I think this month, Record 10. And then you heard Led Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused from the live BBC Sessions album. You know, some people like hearing new stuff on the radio. Some people like old and familiar. A little bit of both is always nice. So, Dazed and Confused, a good one. I will say that the best version of that I have heard is on their How the West Was Won album live version, but it's so long, unfortunately, I can't play it on the radio. And now, as I said, there was an old one, and I got some brand new stuff now. It's two brand new. The other one are back again, I guess you could say. Several local area musicians who I know sent me some tunes, asked me if I could play them, and the good stuff, so I figure I'll play them for you now. First, I have a brand new single that's about to be released on the 4th of July. It's from singer-songwriter-guitarist Jamie Murphy. He's performed as a solo artist and in several bands, as well as playing lead guitar at a few Van Morrison shows. The new single, Impersonal World, was recorded in three different studios over a period of 34 years. It was kind of interesting. Murphy does the vocals and plays all the instruments except for electric mandolin, which is played by co-producer Bob Comtois. So here is Jamie Murphy with Impersonal World.
and pretender were caring for their own. Silence on the outside, inside overflow. Restless shadows of broken days, distant echoes of treaties made. And darkness like an ocean, all over, all control. This is not the end, this is wildlife. This is not the end, this is wildlife.
My name is Marion Farrow. You're listening to Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, those were several songs I got from some local musicians that are new. Reborn? I don't know. First was a new single from Jamie Murphy. And that was Impersonal World. Is coming out on July 4th. After that, you heard classic local band Primary Colors with Wildlife. Primary Colors was formed in 1981 by members of La Peste, The Neighborhoods, Pastiche, and The Atlantics. Drummer Ray Fernandez, the member who'd been in The Atlantics and is currently in the Billy Connors Project, sent this to me.